welcome to Film Fan Flashback Face-Off.
Film Flashback Face-Off.
I'll get it one day.
You'll never get it. I think you just make up something different every time. Like, hi, welcome to Flanagan's, Finn's, and forget you.
See? I like that. I like that. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
I'm Carl.
I'm Jason.
I'm Ray.
Ray, I like that idea. I'm going to make something up every
time.
Every show now.
Make it
an alliteration.
And have Jim get mad and then edit it and ruin everything.
Yes, ruin everything. Great. We're doing So I Married an Axe Murderer. Starring?
Mike Myers.
Myers. Nancy Travis.
Yeah.
Anthony LaPaglia.
Mike Myers.
Amanda Plummer. And of course, Alan Arkin.
And of course, Averman from Mighty Ducks.
I was just going to say, could we throw another Mighty Ducks reference in?
And Stephen Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of cameos. Stephen Wright and Charles Grodin.
Yeah. That's right.
Bill Hartman.
And Phil Hartman.
Yes, Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman was fucking genius in this movie.
So,
Kramer.
Basically, you have Charlie, played by Mike Myers, who is a beat poet, and how he makes a living at that, I don't know, but...
Fucking A right. Like, I was thinking of that shit. Like, how? Living all the snaps in the world, you're not making any money with snaps.
You gotta cover famous bands.
Yeah.
You don't famous make money rock. Doing that either. Not enough to make a living anyway. Yes.
And he falls in love with this butcher, and then
she links her own sausage.
Yes. And then slowly suspects that she may be an axe murderer.
Well, you know, it comes from a credible news source, Jim.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Comes from right in the paper.
Yeah.
The Weekly World News.
With Batboy.
Batboy News.
The 11th highest grossing newspaper in the world.
Hey, that's just before Facebook.
Of course,
now it's all on Facebook.
Mike Myers plays a dual role in this as both Charlie and as Charlie's father, Stuart.
No, Stuart is the kid.
Oh, no, Stuart's the father. Heath is the kid.
Head.
Heath. Pants now.
Head. He keeps calling him Head.
No, he's calling him Heath.
Get out of here.
His name is
Scottish accent.
The old dude's name is Stuart.
I gotta look it up. I don't buy it.
He calls him Head because he says he has a big head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He calls him Head. It's Head. Head. Yeah, Heath. Get the fuck. I'm going on IMDb.
Go ahead. Look it up.
Maybe it's a nickname. Scottish style. I love how both his parents were Scottish and he had zero accent.
Right?
William is the kid.
Say yeah. William. There you go.
No accent at all.
None. Heath. He has a super thick Scottish parents.
Heath.
He called them Heed.
Yeah. Head. Yeah. Head.
Him.
Heed.
Heath.
It's like an orange.
But regardless, Charlie's father's name is Stuart. So.
All right. I'll give you that one.
So we're both right. And we're both wrong.
I don't think anybody.
I think Myers' parents were Scottish.
All right.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah.
It rings true.
Raymond, also known as Ray. What did you think of So I Married an Axe Murderer?
I actually really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was really good. A bunch of things. It in a weird way, it was also like a good nostalgia. Like, it was like that. It felt like I was watching an episode of Friends, like that kind of vibe. Like that fashion in the 90s, which was like kind of outlandish, and then beat poetry. I thought it was slam poetry, but beat poetry. I thought it was that I don't get. I still
you would
don't
call that
get.
Slam poetry now, but back.
Yeah, I still don't get that. And why he has like pictures of his exes and he's slamming them like
he took my heart and my cat.
Blows out a candle. I still don't get that scene. I really
that's
don't.
That's his source material, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
I want to be Betty's Barney.
I thought it was. I thought it was awesome to see San Francisco when it was clean and nice and like a great place to live.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Speaking of the parents, the mom is the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2, and the dad. is like yelling at the screen at the TV at one point, and he says it's the Pantheveret. The Pantheveret. It's a reference to Mike Myers' newest movie, The Pantheveret.
Remember yes, that? His new yeah, show.
That, the Netflix.
Yes.
He made that reference way back then. It was
based
off
then. That joke.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
The Gettys, the Rothschilds, the Vatican.
I thought it was Colonel interesting.
And Colonel Sanders before he went tits up.
That's hop.
Oh, the colonel.
Everyone, with his my
wee beady dick. Eyes. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken, dick. Huh?
his dad was the best character. I love him doing what Mike Myers does, multiple characters, and yeah. then also on screen with multiple characters way before Austin Powers. You know, yeah, that was yeah. awesome. Let's see here. I thought it was interesting how he just starts working at the butcher shop with the chick. Like, he just works with her. He's like, hey, you need help? I can go help in the back. And she's like getting slammed. Gosh, yeah, everything was great. And then like the end of the movie took like an absolute turn. Like, you know, like everybody in this hotel is super creepy. All the staff and the guests are like all up in their business. I had a feeling it was the sister, you know, like. There's no way, like, they give you all these hints, but you know, it's a little telling when you meet the creepy sister at first in the apartment. It's like, oh, okay, well, this makes a little bit more sense. Charles Grodin's in it, and I thought they're trying to make like a Midnight Run connection because he's like, no, I won't let you because you're cop is terrible. Oh, he's like a terrible cop.
I'd like to comment. I happen to know that you have no right to commandeer my vehicle.
He's just shooting his gun off. I thought some of there's some like, you know, silly jokes.
Paisan. And it's Paisan.
Paisan. When they're fighting on the rooftop and they kick each other in the groin, I thought that was funny. Oh, before they actually get engaged, they go to a bar called Cock of the North. did you catch that? That was funny. Overall, I enjoyed this movie. I was like a good nostalgia 90s feel.
I want you to yell at me, tell how your ass got chewed out by the mayor. Well, I don't report to the mayor. I report to
a committee.
Committee
appointed by.
And sorry. Then Alan Arkin was good too. I thought, you know, trying to play bad cop, but he was just too nice.
Yeah.
See, overall, I really enjoyed this movie. Phil Hartman, of course, Vicky. That was great. Vicky was great.
This is something the other guards won't tell you.
Pissed in his out popular his cavities. Onto the cafeteria.
And him and his buddies, him and his friend are like, Vicky's the best. Like, they go there all the time. They know all the tour guides.
That's funny. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good movie.
All right, JZJ. JZJ?
Yep.
JZJ.
Like Ray, I really enjoyed this movie. And funny thing is, I remember seeing like previews and a lot of advertisement for this movie back when I was a kid, because in 93, I remember I used to go to the movies all the time when I was a kid, and my grandpa used to take me, and he actually asked me one time if I wanted to go see this movie. And I believe the other one was Demolition Man, and I chose Demolition Man.
Still a good choice.
Oh. Yeah. So
can't fault you for that.
Yeah. So I actually am a little upset that I've never seen this movie because I enjoyed it. I love Mike Myers. I thought his.
When you guys said you didn't see this movie, I was shocked. Like, I figured like this was just
it's
a movie.
It's one I've always wanted to watch.
Yeah.
You know,
like, this was a movie that I thought everybody saw.
Yeah, my wife even was like, "You haven't seen this movie?" She's like, "I've seen this," and I was like, "No, okay, yeah, well, I haven't." Kind of just fell through the cracks, but no, I enjoyed it. I love Mike Myers films for the most part, minus maybe a couple, but like his type of humor. Yeah, his dad was the best character. Shit had me rolling.
Yeah,
Piper down.
Yeah, it's okay.
Piper down.
He's just pissed.
Just screaming at everybody.
Don't cry yourself to sleep on your giant pillow.
Cry himself to sleep on this huge pillow.
I preferred that character way more than the fat bastard character that evolved.
Oh,
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was like a tamer, more funny, spot on Scottish than the fat bastard. Fat bastard got so annoying.
Right.
I just realized something. The previous movie we did, Heavyweights, and this movie both had Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers in it.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, good song.
Great song.
Yeah.
After watching this again, I went and told my wife, I said, the Bay City Rollers, I said, were like a very early kind of boy band, except they played their own instruments and shit. But they didn't write the songs. So I said, they hosted a live action Saturday morning show that we used to watch when we were little kids. And then I looked it up on YouTube, and Richie, I'm telling you, it is the most horrible thing you've ever seen. I did not remember it that bad. It is terrible.
Oh, I did. I remember it being bad when it was out.
No. It's worse than what you remember. I'm telling you. They had the drummer do most of the talking because he was the only one that you could understand.
Right.
For the most part. Yeah. Everybody else, their Scottish accent was way too thick.
Less and Woody, you can hardly understand.
Yeah. And
I didn't know they were Scottish.
Yeah.
The Bay City Rollers, yes.
Bay City, yeah.
They had a lot of hits.
That was my first concert ever.
Really?
Wow.
At Six Flags Great Adventure.
Six, that's right. The free concerts at the theme park.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Hell, I saw Joe Walsh at Great Adventure.
Actually really dope. That's pretty cool. I saw Billy Idol at the fair.
Oh, nice.
I still had it, too.
My dad took me to Aerosmith.
Billy Idol gets it.
My first concert.
Dude, Aerosmith was my first concert.
Really?
Aerosmith and Kiss. It was like they were touring together.
What an introduction.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I think it was the Black Crowes who opened up for him when I saw him. It was
not bad.
Yeah.
It was like a comeback tour for Aerosmith and Kiss, or it was like a goodbye tour. I can't remember. They've had so many. And then I remember being out on the lawn because I was 16. I could drive my parents and their friends, so they didn't have to worry about getting a DD. So I was DD. And my dad leans over. He's like, this is the exact same concert I saw when I was your age. They do it identically, like the same songs in a row.
Wow.
Everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this movie, well, before we get, let's go to Carl. Carl?
Oh, not a lot to say else. I've always enjoyed this movie. I've always liked Mike Myers. I think it's funny as hell. But I prefer the spy. What the fuck's his name?
I was going to say, you having a stroke or something, Carl? Like
Austin Powers. The Austin Powers movie.
Oh yeah, that's like where it all came together. Like that was a synergy, the Austin Powers, especially the first one.
I'd actually take Wayne's World 1 and 2.
And I love Wayne's
World. It has great moments.
You know who else was considered for this movie before Mike Myers?
Shouldn't be anybody.
Chevy Chase.
Oh. Are you serious?
Albert Brooks.
Oh my God.
Martin Short.
Dang.
Martin Short would be good, I feel like.
Mm. And then Sharon Stone was set to play Harriet.
Oh my God.
She could do anything.
Back then she could have.
Yeah. So Mike Myers, when he came in, he actually had them rewrite the movie to add more of his style.
Yeah.
Humor in it.
He's like known. Funny. He's known for like
being in tidy whities,
right? Yeah.
he loves being in tidy whities.
Yeah, he seems to like. I bet he improvs a lot in his movies.
Oh,
like
yeah.
He seems like somebody who just like him fires just at off.
The butcher, you know, playing with all the meats and stuff and grossing people out.
Yeah.
Also, Kramer was in this. Michael Richards.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was
in it.
And, I'm an insensitive person.
And Debbie Mazur.
Yeah.
She was the date when they were double dating.
Oh, yeah.
The guy. There's a guy in Wayne's World that was in this movie too. The guy that got laid off. He's like, I got one of these. You know, it's a pink slip. At the donut shop. He's also the one that's with
Bad Billy Pratt.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
And they went to the diner, which closed down a few years back.
Yeah. We were there. There were many steps and
columns.
There
were many steps and columns there. Yes.
It was most tranquil.
Yeah, so this movie cost $20 million, by the way. And raked in a tidy $27 million. So it was not a hit in the theater, but it became popular when it came out on video.
like most of my Mike Myers films.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just too ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So Richie and I obviously still enjoy this movie.
Have it on my phone.
Yep. There you go. It passes the phone test.
The Austin Powers 2 and 3 were huge hits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first theater. Yeah, the first one bombed, and then it became a...
I love the first one. I've never seen it in theaters.
After it came out on VHS, it became like this huge hit, and then...
Huge.
Yeah, and then
it had a great DVD commentary track by Mike Myers on that the DVD for Austin.
And then he came out with Sex Guru, which was terrible.
Yeah, that's why I said I like most
Mike Myers. The Love Guru.
Yeah.
Love Guru, yes.
Terrible
movie. Sex Guru. That would have been a terrible title.
That movie was terrible.
Gosh.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then The Pentaveret wasn't that good either.
This is one of those movies it's always funny, has a great soundtrack. I'm always I kind of agree with you, Ray, that the ending is kind of weird. Like,
yeah, it just like goes off the wall. Really,
but then quickly. But then the actual ending when he goes to into the you know, reads the poetry from it is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Jailbird.
So what was his job in this movie? Was it just him doing the poetry?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's why we're like, there's no way.
In San Francisco too.
Exactly.
Because I was like how
even her place is like a new age store.
It's huge.
For a butcher.
Yeah.
In California.
She probably got all those inheritances.
Yeah, right? I was gonna say, probably inherited a lot of money from all the other.
Hers made more sense. Butchers make a lot of money.
but more than a beat
poet. Beat poets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you make money as a beat poet.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, you get paid per snap. I don't know.
I'm happy that trend died off. I'm happy you don't go to a coffee lounge now and see that anymore.
Well, it's funny how they made fun of the giant cappuccino. Back before coffee shops became a thing.
Yeah. And then crazy outfits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Phil Hartman too, man. His character was so good.
Yeah. So unexpected.
All I could think about was minus the Simpsons. Phil Hartman could have had a whole new career in voice acting.
Oh my dude, God.
Because the Troy McClure character is phenomenal, but I'm like, he could have did so much voice work.
Yeah.
I was like, he could have been a dual threat. Just like Michael.
I don't know if you've ever watched it, but if you, I know, I think Amazon has it or Prime, one of them. News Radio with him on it.
News Radio. Yes.
Have you guys ever seen News Radio?
No.
Oh my God. Of it. You want to talk about genius Phil Hartman?
Yeah.
Watch that show.
Yeah,
man.
He is so good in it.
He was. Yeah, there was one where he was doing the voiceover for commercials for malt liquor, and he was blacking it up when he's doing the commercials. So the other news person who was black said, "You know, I really you're really good, but you should use a more authentic slang." And she gives him all kinds of nonsense words to say.
Yeah.
And he fucking delivers them all perfectly. It's gazappy.
That's what I'm saying. Man, he's talented. I was like,
every time I see him, I always think of what could be.
What could have been with him?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you guys, watch News Radio. You will really enjoy it, because even the guy who plays was Joe Rogan's first show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andy Dick's first show, but the guy who plays the boss, Jimmy Jim, so fucking good.
Oh, it's one guy from Kids in the Hall is in it, right?
Yeah.
Dave Foley.
Dave Foley.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the episode where
I love Dave Foley.
He's supposed to be from Wisconsin. He's the news director. Excuse me. And they all are suspecting that he's really from Canada. And I think, what's the goofy guy's name on the show? Matthew goes up to him and goes, you know, we were all talking and we were trying to figure out what the recipe is for Eggs Benedict. Now, we got the English muffins and the egg and the hollandaise sauce, but we can't think of the other ingredient. He goes, Canadian bacon. And they go, what was that? And he goes, Canadian bacon. Funny how you should know that. And he was often walking around carrying a mug of coffee like he used to do on Kids in the Hall all the time when he was playing himself. Like when they were talking out of character, yeah. He would always have like a coffee mug in his hand.
Dave Foley's the best.
Yeah, so I like Dave Foley.
But back to, so I married.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Great movie.
Excellent movie.
That's all I got to say.
Glad
you guys enjoyed it.
Tight 90 minutes, too.
Still holds up. Watch it again.
I would totally watch this movie again.
Yeah,
I'm actually upset that I didn't watch it. You know.
Yeah.
So the more you watch it, the better it gets because there's shit in it that you catch and you're just like, oh my God, that's so stupid. So
we got 53% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
They weren't ready for it yet.
Nope.
Still not ready.
So the one of the bad blurbs is the relationship between Travis and Myers is boring. Too bad the whole film wasn't about the Scottish family. They deserve their own picture.
I kind of agree.
The mom's
with that.
Trying to make out with her.
Oh yeah!
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
That just got out of control.
Like even at the wedding, she's like trying to like grope him, and he's like pulling her away.
Just the her reaction after the kiss at the door. She's like, oh yeah,
yeah, wow.
And this one, a positive, a somewhat erratic yet mostly affable comedy.
He's a wee sexy bastard.
Oh, wee sexy one.
Apparently, I have a pickle up my ass.
Apparently, I have a pickle up my ass.
Yeah. It was full of that Mike Myers.
My wife will say that to me all the time. Apparently, I have a pickle up my ass.
Yeah, it's classic Mike Myers. I mean, you see all his influences later in like Wayne's World, Austin Powers. He just sticks to what he's good at.
Yeah. You know what this place really needs? A giant poster of Atlantic City.
Yeah, when you walk through like that.
Was this before Wayne's World or after?
No. Didn't the first one come out in 92?
Wayne's World? I think so. This came out in 93.
Maybe Wayne's World was first. I think Wayne's World 2, this was before Wayne's World 2, unless Wayne's World 2 came out in 93.
Came out in 92. And then 93 for So I Married an Axe Murderer. And then Wayne's World 2 was 93, so same year.
Dang.
So he had a bunch of hits.
Wow.
And then Austin Powers, only 6 years after that. Or no, 5 years after that, 97.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
All right. So everyone agreed?
Good movie.
They loved it. So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Is that the first time we've all agreed?
No. I don't think so.
North Shore.
Probably like this unanimous. Pretty unanimous on that.
We all like North Shore.
We all like North Shore.
Yeah, North Shore was good.
I thought Searching
Rollerball
was good.
No. We all loved Rollerball.
Yeah, everyone loved Rollerball.
Heavyweight. Searching for Bobby Fischer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Searching for Bobby Fischer was great.
I still kind of enjoyed Pump Up the Volume just because of how weird it was.
Yeah, I didn't hate that movie either.
Cool. It's on my phone.
Yes.
I know.
Or where it's on your phone. You got a lot of movies on there.
Yep, I do.
If we ever go off the grid and lose power, you got so many movies on your phone. You're stuck
in the mall, like he said, when his wife's shopping.
Yeah.
Once a year for her birthday.
Which is coming up this weekend.
Ooh.
So,
man, make sure that thing's fully charged. Bring a power bank.
I've got it all covered. I'm ready. Yep. It's going to be awesome.
All right.
All right, that's So I Married an Axe Murderer. If you want to send us stuff, filmfan.com@gmail.com, all caps, send our way, damshow.co, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com.
That's exactly what I said.
@gmail.com. Or as Richie did say correctly, damshow.co.
Damshow.co.
Oh man, that's funny.
All right, fellas, what are we going to do on the next?
Don't know. We'll surprise him.
Don't know.
I mean,
did you guys hear they're making a new Matrix? Making a with a new director. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, after Heavyweights, where do we go from here?
No Wachowskis. New Matrix.
With the Wachowskis.
Probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing. The last one was so bad.
All right, I'm Richie. Yeah.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
And Ray.
Good night, Fan Nation.